I read this and I thought, oh, I've heard that before. We've all heard the Beatitudes. We all have heard those wonderful blessings that Christ gives people. He's speaking in Galilee to the people who are the poor people, the common people, the working people, the folks who don't have a lot, who don't worship in the temple very often because they can't get there, who don't, have a lot of resources. They're the common people, the working people, the everyday people, the people who needed to hear a good word. But then as I began to read over it again, I had to ask myself, but what does this imply? If he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, does that mean that the rich in spirit are not blessed, are cursed with the kingdom of hell? Those of us who have been given great gifts are expected to use those great gifts to His glory, not just for our own earthly enrichment. Amen. If we use what we have to satisfy our own needs, to enrich our own selves, then we have received our reward. It's when we share, that we overcome that curse of that gift, that earthly blessing, and turn it into a divine blessing. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Well, what about those who rejoice? Are they not going to be comforted? Well, those who rejoice are getting their reward. They're rejoicing. They're happy. They're in a good place. They're having a good time, and they're here on this earth enjoying what they have. Maybe fellowship, maybe food, maybe the comfort of a warm home. That is in itself a blessing, but it's not a heavenly blessing. It's an earthly blessing. Unless we share that blessing with others, then we've had our reward here on earth. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Somebody told me one time, yeah, you know why that's true? And I said, no, why? They said, well, the courageous are going to inherit the stars. Are we? Are we going to leave this planet and travel to other planets and set up colonies and spread throughout the universe? I don't know. I don't know what God has in store for us. Maybe we will inherit the stars. But if we do inherit the stars, then we also inherit all the responsibilities that go with being a outreaching, striving, grasping race that always has to reach for the next thing. You know, I remember when I was a kid, and it was Christmas time. I got so excited that I was going to get presents. We had a 9-year-old birthday dinner yesterday. And the 4-year-old was having trouble understanding why the 9-year-old got all the presents and she didn't get any. Well, it happened that we had a present left over from Christmas that we had intended to give her and hadn't gotten there in time. So she did get one little thing, and she was very satisfied that she had gotten something, because the 9-year-old was getting everything. How long does that satisfaction last? When we get something new, how long does the new last? My daughter-in-law was here, and they recently bought a new truck. Nice truck. Wow. A lot of money. She had scratched it. Uh-oh. They'd already gotten it fixed. It still looked brand new. But, you know, in the back of your mind, it's my truck now because I done scratched it. The new has been worn off. I remember getting new toys. And they would be the thing, just the thing to do, to play with, to, excuse me, be excited about until the new wore off. And then it was just another truck, another toy, another car, another thing to play with, and I wasn't excited about it anymore. Those who are meek, those who are unassuming, not grasping, not pushy, what would be left of the earth for them to inherit if we continue messing it up? Do we take the responsibility of this world seriously? We are given dominion over it, but that means also responsibility for what we do to it. How well are we taking care of the gift that God has given us of this world, of this life, of these wonderful things that we have, of this church, of these blessings? I think sometimes we take them for granted. We take Him for granted. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. What about those who hunger and thirst for, I got a pot full of chicken and rice waiting at home and I'm looking forward to it. Well, when I eat that chicken and rice, that's my reward. I'm done. I'm going to enjoy it. But those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, to have that right relationship with God, Jesus says, will never be thirsty or hungry again, because He says, I am the water that quenches that eternal thirst. I am the bread that satisfies that eternal hunger. And when we have Him in our heart, that hunger, that desire for meaning, for mattering, for belonging, fades away. Because with Christ in our heart, we know whose we are. We know where we belong. We know that we are part of His kingdom, a child of God, an heir to that kingdom, that there's a place for us, that there's someone divine in heaven who watches out for us, looks over us, hears our prayers, and loves us. What a wondrous blessing that is. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Well, I guess that means that those that dispense justice will receive justice. I don't know about you, but Monday when we were having our trustees meeting, I was in court standing up for someone to try and help them get better care for their drug and alcohol problems. You ever stood up for somebody in court? Yeah. There's our public defender over there. He does a good job. It's a little scary. Judge is sitting up there in his high chair. He's got his robes on. He's looking real stern. And he can send you to jail with a word. Boy, it was nice to hear him say, "Your requests are granted." But then when he granted the request, I suddenly realized, that means I got to put up with this person for 6 months and try and help him. Uh-oh. It's an honor to have that responsibility. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. What a concept, to be able to see God. You know, the people of Jesus' time, the Hebrew people, believed that if you saw God, you wouldn't be able to stand it. You couldn't continue to live in an earthly existence. To even see God would be such an awesome, overwhelming experience that you would die. But what an experience. To see God face to face, to know His face, to hear His voice, to be in His presence fully, completely, not just the shadow that we have in this earth, in this world. I hope the time comes where I will spend eternity, as they say, singing His praise. What's that verse from the hymn that says, When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun. Amen. What an awesome thing to be in His presence and sing His praises. Might better practice a little bit before we go, though. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. That was our theme yesterday for our district training. Being a peacemaker. If the peacemakers are blessed, what are the war makers? Cursed? Well, if people choose to choose war when they could choose to make peace, yeah. War is hell. That's what they tell us. Is that right, Don? War is hell? Haven't been there. Closest I've ever gotten was being on the street in the traffic accident. I saw one Friday night, and the people were screaming, and I was in the car waiting at the intersection, and the cops stopped us while the ambulance pulled up, and they loaded some kid up. Man, it just ripped my guts out. I remembered why I couldn't do that anymore, because when I did that, I would have to go out and get totally trashed in order to deal with having been there and done that. Yeah. Became part of my addiction. Still wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning with memories of some of that stuff that I saw. Maybe some of you do too. I know some of us have been in some of those places. It's a devastating experience to see that kind of trauma, to see that kind of pain, to see that kind of suffering. Even when you can do what you can do, it doesn't take very long before we had to admit the fact that, you know, paramedics don't save anybody. We just give them a chance. Somebody else is in charge of who lives and who dies. You figure that out real quick. Amen. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Been persecuted for being a Christian? We don't see a whole lot of that in this world. I've experienced some in jobs where, you know, being a preacher, people look at you different. Oh, you're a preacher. Well, yeah, but I was a guy before I was a preacher. Do people look at you differently because you're a Christian? Do people know that you're a Christian by the way you live your life? Do you speak out? Do you say? There was a lady in our prison ministry seminar yesterday who said that she worked in the probation and parole office in her county, and that it was her habit to put up, oh, she must have worked in corrections because she said there were inmates that were coming through, but it was her habit to put up scriptures and encouraging messages on her bulletin board. And she noticed that some of the inmates would come every day, figure out an excuse to get into her office just so they could read those things on her bulletin board. Hungry for the word. She said, I'm already out there. I knew what she meant. She was putting herself at risk just by putting something up on the bulletin board that was scriptural. Her job could have been at risk. Somebody could have complained. That's a sad thing, isn't it? That we live in a world where expressing your faith, expressing your scriptural interest can cause you to be challenged, questioned, lose your job. But it's everywhere. I got a magazine called Voice of the Martyrs, and they're kind of out there. But they deliver Bibles into countries where Christianity is not welcome. They support people who reach out to folks in countries where the cross cannot be shown, where it's dangerous to admit that you're a Christian, where it's illegal to teach or preach the Word of God. Scary that that exists in the world, but it does. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Amen. Do we speak up? Do we reach out? Do we emulate those prophets who found themselves having to speak for God? It's worthwhile to go back and read some of those Old Testament prophets and the stuff they had to go through in order to prophesy. Jonah got swallowed by a whale. We learned about him in Sunday school. But Micah had to marry someone who was unfaithful because Israel was unfaithful. And he named his kids. They're playing my song. Yeah, please turn off your cell phone. Sorry about that. I'm not. I'm turning the ringer off so they won't call back. My apologies. Amen. Wonderful when it works. Of course, it couldn't be pilot error. My bad. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. The same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Can we be prophets of God? Can we speak for God? Can we speak God's word into the world to make the world a better place? We can, if we will. God's word. Instructions for life. History of our faith and of our people. Where we came from. And maybe a little help on where we're going to. But being God's people and having the free will to choose His way or the other way. He didn't tell us what was going to happen in the future. He just gave us the tools that if we worked at it, if we were faithful, if we asked for the Spirit to fill us and then listened to that Spirit once it did, we might be able to find a way. We might not. God is good. All the time. He loves us. He cares about us. He hears our prayers and our desires from our heart. He blesses us in ways that we cannot imagine. And blesses us with things that we take for granted until they're taken from us. I tell you, Christmas Sunday, the Sunday after Christmas, lying on that hard bed in the emergency room trying to breathe. You know, air is a blessing that we all take for granted until it's taken away. Simple things. Easy things. Go with God. Amen.